Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the first of many Cochrane reviews for people with asthma looked at the effects of different ways of taking their medication. This review has been updated again in September 2013. Chris Cates, a general practitioner and coordinating editor of the Cochrane Airways Group, has led the review since the outset and tells us about it in this evidence pod.
For most of the time, people with asthma control their symptoms using normal inhalers. These deliver treatment in a spray or as dry powder at a fixed dose, and this is sucked into the lungs during a normal intake of breath. However, there are times when the asthma gets much worse in a so-called asthma attack or exacerbation. The airways in the chest become very tight, going into spasm, and breathing becomes difficult, and an alternative delivery method is needed. Traditionally, this has been provided in hospital or in the community using a device called a nebulizer. This produces a mist containing the treatment, which is breathed in through a special face mask or mouthpiece over about 10 minutes. When I first started work on this review in 1995, I wanted to know if it was possible to get similar results using an inhaler connected to a spacer device or holding chamber instead of resorting to a nebulizer. In particular, was there a difference in the likelihood of being admitted to hospital or the length of time that people with asthma attacks needed to be treated in the emergency department? It became clear as I worked on the review that the results of trials in adults and children appeared to be different, so we looked separately at the results for these two groups. The review has been updated every 3 years or so since we started, and the number of included studies has more than doubled from the original 12. There are now 15 trials on 1,200 children and 10 trials on 600 adults. The main focus in all these trials is on giving repeated treatments of drugs to relax the airways, so-called beta-2 agonists, and comparing the results of using inhalers with a spacer device versus a nebulizer. For children, the advantages all appear to lie with the inhaler and spacer. The children had shorter visits to the emergency department, an average of half an hour less than those given nebulizers, and we can be confident that there is no substantial increase in the risk that they will be admitted to hospital when spacers are used to deliver their asthma treatment instead of nebulizers. For adults, we did not find any important difference between the two delivery methods. But it is important to note two things. Firstly, these results do not yet indicate that the two treatments are equivalent. And secondly, we have not identified any trials of the most severe asthma attacks, so the current results might not be generalizable to such patients. So what has happened since this review was first published? Guidelines in the United Kingdom and other countries now recommend using inhalers with spacers as the first-line delivery method for treatment for children with all but the most severe forms of asthma attack. In using this evidence in practice, it is important to remember to give the inhalers with a shake and then put one puff into the spacer, letting the child breathe in and out normally through the spacer for several breaths before introducing another puff. This was the technique used in the trials. It's also important not to adopt this approach to asthma attacks at home without seeking prompt medical advice, as inhaling beta agonists only deals with one aspect of an asthma attack, and other treatments are usually required.
For full information about the trials in Chris's review, to watch for its next update, and to access the whole collection of Cochrane reviews on asthma, go to the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.